The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now, it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. And here is my telephone number. Now, that number is important every day. 877-BOB-LIVE. But it's even more important on Friday because it's open phones, and on Fridays we can basically talk about anything you want to talk about. Hey, I am a Baptist preacher. I have no trouble at all for talking for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. I've got a whole stack of stuff. I've got all kinds of stories to discuss with you. I have no problem whatsoever filling the next hour, but I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. Welcome to our listeners in Columbus on WRFD, AM 880 and 104.5 FM. And also welcome to our listeners in the nation's capital and surrounding areas on WAVA 105.1 FM. As I fill in for Don Crow, who is convalescing very nicely. I think you'll be back on the air very, very soon. And I know that you folks in Washington really miss him, but it's my honor to sit in today. Now, here's what I want to discuss with you just for the next few minutes. And hey, again, whatever you want to talk about, give me a call, get in line, 877-BOB-LIVE. But here's something really heavy on my heart. I get anywhere from 5 to 20 books every single week. Publishers, authors want me to do an interview. I do very, very few author interviews. It's just me. I know that's different from a lot of talk shows and so forth, but I do very, very few author interviews. For a lot of reasons, I'm not even going to go into them. But I still get, I don't think there's ever been a week gone by that I don't get at least 4 or 5 books. And sometimes I'll get 10, 15, or 20 in a week. And they all want me to read the book, scan the book, and then interview the author. Well, today, I got one of the more unusual books that I have gotten in a long time. And I'm not going to give you the, well, maybe I will give you the author. The name of the book is Hail King Jesus. Okay. All right. Subtitle: The Complete Life Story of Jesus the Baby, the Boy, the Teenager, and the Man. And then it doesn't just say written by, it says received and written by Ebenezer the Nazarite. Yeah, and I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but this guy believes that he received a direct revelation from God, like the biblical authors. Yeah. He was inspired by God to write this book, and he fills us in on the life of Jesus that is not in the Bible. All of the stuff that we didn't know about, like, you know, Jesus got left behind at the temple. Parents came back 3 days later. What are you doing to us? And Jesus said, don't you know I've got to be about my Father's business? From then until he's like 30 years old, we don't know anything. Well, this guy fills in all the empty places. He tells us all about Jesus, what he did as a teenager, and so forth. And not only that, one of the big questions in Christianity has been, what happened to Joseph? We don't know. What happened? Well, this guy tells us. Joseph became unfaithful to Mary. He had another wife back in another city, and it is bizarre. And finally, he has a stroke because he disobeyed God with his other woman and he betrayed Mary. He has a stroke and he dies of a heart attack. Now, you didn't know that, but this guy wants us to know because God revealed it to him. All right. I look at it and I'm going, this is so nuts. This is so bonkers. This is crazy stuff. And then I thought, there will be people who believe it. There will be Christians who will pick up this book by a complete nut job. Pardon me, but he's a nut job, okay? There will be, I hope not many, but there will be Christians who pick this up and go, so that's what happened to Joseph. So that's what Jesus was doing when he was 14 and 15 and 16. And I have said this so many times through the years, and I don't mean it the way it could be taken, but it's true. Sadly, sometimes Christians are the most gullible people on planet Earth. And it's sad. That's why when I began doing a talk show, actually 30 years ago, I've been doing it daily for 21 now, but while I was pastoring, I did it for 10 or 11 years on Saturdays before that. Through all of those years, I have stressed this thing of being an LTD. Listen, think, discern. The most discerning, wise people on planet Earth ought to be Bible-believing, Christ-following Christians. And yet, sometimes they're the most gullible. We saw this demonstrated on January 6th, and I hope I don't tick too many of you off. I'm not trying to. I don't intend to. But my heart was broken on January 6th in the overrunning of the Capitol. It was a sad, tragic event. And the events of January 6th should be condemned by everyone. But here's the sad thing. There were several, I don't want to use the word many, but there were several people who stormed the Capitol illegally, attacked police, vandalized the Capitol building of the United States of America, who were holding signs about Jesus is King. There was one guy, at least one, carrying a cross as he burst through the barricades going into the Capitol. He was carrying a cross. There were several people who presented themselves as Christians and followers of Christ that were part of that event on January 6th, because they bought into some totally bogus conspiracy theory. They bought into it. Christians, people who love God and love Jesus and love his word, bought into a completely bogus conspiracy theory. And sadly, there are still many who are still buying into some of it. We'll pick that up when we come back. And by the way, Sid in Tip City, Ohio, I'll come to you as well. We'll be right back.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and I think there's probably a pretty good chance that my regular listeners may be right now saying, oh, Bob, don't, no, not again. But folks, listen. Let me repeat, sadly, tragically, Christians sometimes are the most gullible people on planet Earth, and they should be the most discerning. This has been illustrated dramatically with this QAnon thing. May I just say this straight out? QAnon is a hoax. It's bogus. Folks, think about it. Who is Q? Nobody knows. Where does he live? Nobody knows. What's his name? Nobody knows. Is it a he? Nobody knows. Is it a she? Nobody knows. Really? And multiplied, thousands of people have gotten involved in this QAnon thing. And much of what happened on January 6th was because of this. None of the things that were prophesied, predicted, none of them came to pass. Zero. So Q changed it. Well, it's not going to happen on January 6th. It's going to happen on January 12th, you know, whatever the date was. And all of the followers were emailing each other, putting on social media, okay, it didn't happen the 6th. It's going to happen on the 12th. I'm telling you, it's true, it's true, it's true. It didn't happen. So what? Well, it didn't happen then, but it's going to happen so-and-so. And that's not Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been executed. That's an actor, and it's not even the White House. It's a set out in California. Please, folks. Please. Be wise. Be discerning. And so yesterday was March 4th. The real inauguration of Donald Trump was going to happen yesterday, March 4th. It didn't happen. None of the things predicted by Q and the whole QAnon, none of them have come to pass. Whoever is behind this, and nobody knows, whoever is behind it is playing mind games with people. And constantly change. Okay, it didn't happen then, but trust me, the best is yet to come. God, and it's always about God and the kingdom and wrapping Jesus into it. And I'm just heartsick. I'm not angry. I'm just sad that many, many Christians have gotten caught up in this. And if you have, I plead with you. Check deeper. And may I just repeat, Christians should be the most discerning people on planet Earth. And instead, sometimes we're the most gullible. I've said this so many times. Please forgive me for being so repetitious, but it needs to be repeated. Don't believe everything you see. Don't believe everything you read. There is fake news, fake news, fake news, not only in the mainstream media. There's an enormous amount of fake news on the right, conservative, far right. You know that whole January 6th thing? We should have known the whole thing was bogus. When Alex Jones was one of the speakers. He's a nut job. Anyway, be wise, be discerning. Check things out. Don't believe everything you read from the far right, from the far left. And by all means, keep your nose in the book. Keep your nose in the Word of God. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Sid in Tip City, Ohio, has been holding for a long time. Sid, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it. It is an open phone Friday, and I can't wait to hear what you want to talk about. Welcome.
Well, thank you for taking my call. As you are, I'm an avid student of societal issues, and the COVID thing obviously has given us a lot of information to study.
Sure.
The one thing I find really amusing is how all the elitists define who is really essential.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about cataclysmic events here. If you want to talk about essential, and if you want to talk about millions of people dying in a short period of time, just take away power and energy. You don't pump gas. You don't make gas. Trucks don't move. Food mm-hmm. doesn't move. How many millions of people will die within weeks, within days? And then you have your secondary people. The factory that I lead up in Troy, Ohio, we have been in that factory every day since day one because we make oil filters. Now, after a period of time, you take 300, 400 million oil filters away from society, nothing's going to move. And it just amazes me that nobody wants to recognize the working man and woman in this country that truly are the backbone. Yes, police are very, very important, and doctors and nurses are very, very important. But when you talk about cataclysmic events, mm-hmm. you're talking about the heart and soul of our nation, the people that produce things and make things happen.
Well, I think Texas is an illustration of what you're talking about as far as gas and oil and utilities and so forth. Look what happened in Texas just a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
The state, people died. A lot of people died. The economy ground to a halt. So I think, Sid, you make a very valid point. I really do. And both of my parents worked in factories. I come from a factory family. My mother was Rosie the Riveter in an aircraft factory in Southern California. My dad worked in a factory. That was my grandmother worked in a factory. That's my whole background, a group of factory workers. My wife's father worked at Republic Steel up in Maslin, Ohio, steel worker. And yes, essential workers.
Well, I appreciate your time.
Sid, I appreciate your work. Thank you.
Well,
what an interesting thought of who and what really is essential. And we have put so much emphasis on technology. College degrees. But what about the factories? What about the people that keep America running? It's so very, very true. And we owe all of those folks a debt of gratitude. And I don't want to forget my past, my upbringing, my heritage. My heritage is very, very blue collar. Very blue-collar factory workers, that's my family. And my wife's family as well. Good thoughts, Sid. I appreciate it. All right, we will continue with Open Phone Friday. And as you can see, we can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE.